Contracts vocabulary issue. Contract rule. Legally enforceable agreement or legally enforceable promise issue. Quasi-contract rule. Where a contract fails, the non-breaching party may recover in quasi-contract to prevent unjust enrichment of one of the parties. One party is unjustly enriched at the expense of the other party, the enriched party must pay restitution to the other party equal to the unjust enrichment. K price is not the measure of recovery. Focus on value of benefit conferred by P. The K price is a ceiling if P is in default. Issue. Unilateral K rule. Unilateral K results from an offer that expressly requires performance as the only possible method of acceptance. Issue. Bilateral K rule. All other K. The K is bilateral K unless one award, prize, contest, two offer expressly requires performance for acceptance by applicable law issue. Applicable law rule. The first issue is whether UCC or common law governs this case. UCC applies to cases that are primarily sales of goods. Goods is tangible, personal property. If the case is real estate K, common law applies. If the case is service K, common law applies. If the case is mixed deal, as a general rule, the applicable law of more important part of the case governs whole K. However, if the case divides payment, then apply UCC to sale of goods part and common law to the rest. Formation of contract issue. Offered rule. Answer pattern. An offer requires 1. A manifestation of a present intent. 2. K demonstrated by promise, undertaking, or commitment, to definite and certain terms, and 3. Communicated to an identified offeree. In this case, the basic test is whether reasonable person in the position of the offeree would believe that her assent creates a K issue. Missing price term in sales K rule. In sale of real estate, at common law, to be an offer, price and description of essential element is required. In sale of good, at UCC, no price requirement, offer a party so intent e.g. offers to sell her car to be nothing said as to offer. There is valid offer. Issue. Vague or ambiguous material terms rule. Vague or ambiguous material terms not an offer under either common law or UCC e.g. offers to sell her car to be for a fair appropriate, reasonable price. There is no valid offer. Issue. Requirements slash output K rule. Where a buyer promises to buy from a certain S all of the goods the buyer requires, and the seller agrees to sell that amount to the buyer, there is a requirement K. Where a seller promises to sell to a certain buyer all of the goods that the seller produces, and the buyer agrees to buy that amount from the seller, there is an output K. These Ks are valid even no specific quantity is mentioned or accepted by the offeree. UCC requires that the quantity be set in good faith, not be unreasonably disproportionate to 1. Any stated estimate or 2. Any normal price or output for requirements increase in requirement, buyer can increase requirements so long as the increase is in line with prior demands, i.e., not unreasonably disproportionate. Limitation on increases. Issue. Context rule. As of general rule, an advertisement is not an offer. Exception. By an advertisement can be offer if it is in the nature of a reward e.g., X company promises £100 reward to anyone who catches the flu after using its smoke ball as directed i.e. an advertisement can be an offer if it specifies quantity and expressly indicates who can accept e.g., X store advertises 1 fur coat $10, first come, first served issue. Termination of offers 1. Lapse of time rule. An offer terminates with lapse of time stated or reasonable time e.g. wrote offer to sell a car. The writing fails to indicate how long the offer will be kept open. Offer is terminated lapse of reasonable time. Maybe 2 months issue. 2. Death of a party prior to acceptance rule. As of general rule, death or incapacity of either party after the offer but before acceptance terminates offer, unless the offer is irrevocable. Issue. 3. Words or conduct of offer revocation of an offer rule. An offer is terminated if there is a revocation of offer by offerer. An offer is revoked by 1. Unambiguous statement by offerer to offeree of unwillingness or inability to K, or 2. Unambiguous conduct by offerer indicating unwillingness or inability to K that offeree is aware of. Multiple offers are not revocation since it is not unambiguous revoke. Revocation of an offer sent through the mail is not effective until received. An offer cannot be revoked after it has been accepted. Issue. Irrevocable offer rule. Generally, offers can be freely revoked by the offerer. However, offer cannot be revoked if it is 1. Option, 2. UCC firm offer, 3. Reliance, 4. Unilateral K offer. Issue. I option rule. An offer cannot be revoked if the offerer has not only made an offer but also 1. Promised to not revoke or promised to keep the offer open and if this promise is supported by payment or other consideration. Issue. I UCC firm offer rule. An offer cannot be revoked for up to 3 months if 1. Offer to buy or sell goods, to sign the written promise to keep the offer open, and 3. The party is merchant. Merchant is generally the person in business. The person is merchant if she regularly buys and sells goods. The written offer signed by merchant to keep the offer open for 6 months makes the offer irrevocable for 3 months. Not stating a time period, irrevocable for reasonable time up to 3 months. Court will decide no firm offer rule in common law issue. II relied offer rule. An offer cannot be revoked if there has been 1 reliance that is 2 reasonably foreseeable and 3 detrimental issue. IV unilateral offer rule. The start of performance pursuant to an offer to enter into a unilateral CAPE makes the offer irrevocable for a reasonable time to complete performance. However, mere preparation, e.g., paint is performance, buying paint for painting is mere preparation, does not make an offer irrevocable. Issue. For words or conduct of the offeree rejection rule. Watch for indirect rejection. 1. Counter offer. 2. Conditional acceptance. And 3. Additional terms. Issue. I counter offer rule. Counter offer always terminates the offer and becomes a new offer. Thus, where a counter offer has been made, there is no express K unless that counter offer has itself been accepted. Counter offers need to be distinguished from beginning. Bargaining does not terminate the offer. E.g. offeree responses, will you take $9,000? But offeree can later accept us as offer. Issue. II conditional acceptance rule. The conditional acceptance always operates the same way as a counter offer. It terminates the offer and becomes a new offer. E.g. accept if, only if, provided, so long as, but, or on condition that same outcome under UCC and common law. Issue. II additional terms rule. Under common law, mirror image rule applies. The response to an offer that adds new terms is treated like a counter offer rather than acceptance. Under UCC 2-207, the response to an offer that adds new terms, but does not make the new terms a conditional acceptance, is still acceptance. Seasonable expression of acceptance. If there is non-merchant party, the additional term is merely a proposal that is to be separately accepted or rejected. If both parties are merchants, the additional term is a part of the case, unless 1. The additional term materially alters the offer or 2. The offeror objects to the change. Issue. Acceptance rule. The acceptance is a manifestation of assent to the terms of an offer in the manner prescribed or authorized in the offer. The offeree must know of offer in order to accept it. Thus, if X sends Y an offer and Y sends X an offer unaware of X's off, no K is formed even if the offers contain the same terms. Usually falls into 6 methods of acceptance. Issue. 1. Improper verbal response to an offer then later conduct indicating a K rule. Improper verbal response to an offer then later conduct indicating a KI under common law, the conditional acceptance is treated as a counteroffer and the later conduct is treated as acceptance of that counteroffer. Thus all the terms of the conditional acceptance are part of the KII under UCC, the K is based solely on the conduct. The conditional acceptance is not treated as counteroffer, is not a part of the K. Thus the terms appearing only in the conditional acceptance are not part of the KGB sends an acceptance with an arbitration term that provides I accept on the condition that you assent to arbitration term as part of the KS sends the goods and B keeps the goods and pays for them. Months later a dispute develops. There is a K, but arbitration term is not a K term. B's conditional acceptance is not treated as counteroffer under UCC. Issue. 2. The offeree fully performs rule. When there is a verbal offer but no word in response, full performance is acceptance. In this case, generally the offeree is not required to give the offerer notice that he has begun the requested performance, but is required to notify the offerer within a reasonable time after performance has been completed. However, no notice is required if 1. The offerer waived notice or 2. The offeree's performance would normally come to the offeree's attention within a reasonable time. Failure to notice will excuse the offeror's obligation. Issue. The offeree starts to perform rule. As a general rule, start of performance is acceptance. Starting to perform is treated as an implied promise to perform and so there is a bilateral K. However, as exception, start of performance is not acceptance of unilateral K offers. Completion of performance is required. As a result, the party who started to perform is not contractually obligated to continue performing. Issue. 4. The offeree promises to perform rule. As a general rule, offers can be accepted by promise to perform. However, as exception, offers that expressly require performance for acceptance and reward offers require performance to accept. Issue. 5. Mailbox rule. Under the mailbox rule, an acceptance is effective upon dispatch, unless 1. The offer stipulates that acceptance is not effective until received, to an option K is involved, and acceptance under an option K is effective only upon receipt 3 if the offeree sends the rejection and then sends an acceptance, whichever arrives first is effective, and 4 if the offeree sends an acceptance and then a rejection, the acceptance is effective unless the rejection arrives first and the offeror detrimentally relies on it. All other communications, including a revocation of offer, is effective upon receipt. Issue 6. The seller of goods sends the wrong goods rule. The shipment of non-conforming goods is an acceptance, creating a bilateral K as well as a breach of the K, unless the seller seasonally notifies the buyer that a shipment of non-conforming goods is offered only as an accommodation. The buyer is not required to accept accommodation goods and may reject them. If he rejects, the shipper is not in breach and may reclaim the accommodation goods, because her tender does not constitute an acceptance of the buyer's original offer. Issue: who can accept? Rule: generally, an offer can be accepted only by one person who knows about the offer, two who is the person to whom the offer was made. Offers cannot be assigned, but options can be assigned unless the option otherwise provides. Issue: legally unenforceable agreement 1. Lack of consideration rule. Courts will enforce the promise as a K only if it is supported by consideration or a substitute for consideration. Basically, consideration is constituted if 1. There is a bargain for exchange between the parties, and 2. That which is bargained for is considered of legal value, or it constitute a benefit to the promisor or a detriment to the promisee. Forms of consideration: 1. Performance, doing something not legally obligated to do; 2. Forbearance, not doing something legally entitled to do; 3. Promise to perform, or 4. Promise to forbear issue. Bargain for rule: consideration must be in exchange for promisor's promises, e.g. 1 month before the lease expires, L sends T a letter promising to renew the lease at the same rate. T paints the apartment. Notwithstanding her promise to T, L increases the rent. T sues L for breach of K. Painting is not consideration for L's promise to renew the lease at same rental rate. Not an exchange, however, may be promissory estoppel, consideration substitute. Issue: legal detriment rule. Most of the courts require that a party incur detriment to satisfy the legal value element. Promising not listening to music, which promisee usually does not listen to, will suffice bargain for legal detriment. Issue: illusory promise exception rule. Illusory promise only one party is bound to perform is not consideration, e.g. seller promises to sell his house unless he changes his mind. No consideration issue. Adequacy of consideration rule. Adequacy of consideration is not relevant in contract law. Issue: past consideration rule. As a general rule, a promise given in exchange for something already done does not satisfy the bargain requirement. However, if a past consideration is unenforceable because of a technical defense, e.g., statute of limitations, then obligation is enforceable if a new promise is made in writing, or is partially performed. Also, if a past act benefited the promisor and was performed by the promisee at the promisor's request or in response to an emergency, the substitute promise to pay for that act will be enforceable. Issue: pre-existing contractual or statutory duty rule. As a general rule, doing something what the party is already legally obligated to do is not new consideration for a new promise to pay more to do merely that. Under common law, new consideration is required for K modification, e.g. XKS with L to sing for show in H Hall for $15,000. X refuses to sing unless he is paid $20,000. L agrees. X sings. No consideration for additional $5,000. Exception 1. Addition to or change in performance e.g. to instead, L promised to pay additional if X sing a particular song for opening and X agrees. There is consideration, even just a small change. Exception 2. Unforeseen difficulty so severe as to excuse performance e.g. 3. The sound system at H Hall is inoperative. L agrees to pay X an additional if he will still perform. X performs. There is consideration. Exception 3. Third party promise to pay e.g. for same facts as e.g. instead, not all but if promises to pay the additional. There is consideration under UCC. New consideration is not required to modify sale of goods K, unless the modifying agreement is not done in a good faith, e.g. SKS to sell grips to B for $1,000. S subsequently tells B that S cannot deliver the grips for less than $1,300. B promises by telefaxing to pay the additional $300. There is no consideration for B's new promise to pay $300. But a new promise is legally enforceable under UCC so long as the parties are acting in a good faith. Issue: part payment as consideration for release promise to forgive balance of debt rule. If debt is due and undisputed, then part payment is not consideration for release, e.g. DOC $3,000, due and undisputed. C and D agree D will pay $2,000 and C will not take any action to collect remainder. D pays $2,000. C received no consideration for his new promise to release the balance. The agreement not to collect remainder is legally unenforceable. B.G. Same facts, except C agrees to take $2,000 a few days before due date in full satisfaction of the debt. There is new consideration. Paying earlier is new detriment and thus, proper consideration issue. Consideration substitute rule. A promise is legally enforceable even though there is no consideration if there is consideration substitute. One written promise to satisfy an obligation for which there is a legal defense is enforceable without consideration. 2. Promissory estoppel. Consideration is not necessary if a promisor should be estopped from not performing. A promise is enforceable if necessary to prevent injustice if 1. The promisor should reasonably expect to induce action or forbearance, 2. Of a definite and substantial character, and 3. Such action or forbearance is in fact induced. 1. Promise, 2. Reliance that is reasonable, detrimental and foreseeable, 3. Enforcement necessary to avoid injustice under majority rule. Seals is not a consideration substitute issue. 2. Lack of capacity rule. Defendant promisor lack of capacity. D. Promisor lacks capacity if he is 1. Under 18, 2. Mentally incompetent lacks ability to understand agreement or 3. Intoxicated if other party has reason to know consequence of incapacity. 1. That incapacity promisor has right to disaffirm without capacity. P's capacity is irrelevant e.g., if incapacity person performs his obligation, the other party has to pay 2. Affirmation is implied if the incapacity promisor retains benefits after gaining capacity ratification e.g., buying car at age of 17. Keep using it after he became 18. 3. Quasi-K liability for necessaries. The person who does not have capacity is legally obligated to pay for things that are necessary e.g., foods, clothing, medical care, or shelter, but the liability is based on quasi-K law, not K law. E.g. lease apartment for X, mentally incompetent, for $400/month. L's other tenants are $300/month. L can enforce the agreement to pay $400. No. But can enforce to pay rent because it is necessary thing for X but amount of rent is fixed by equity and probably $300. Issue 3. Statute of Frauds Rule. Answer Pattern. Under the Statute of Frauds, certain agreements must be evidenced by a writing signed by the parties sought to be bound. Statute of Frauds requires certain agreements to be proven by special proof of either 1. Performance or 2. A writing signed by the person who is asserting that there was no such agreement to be enforceable agreement is unenforceable or no K. If 1. The agreement is within the SOF, 2. The SOF is not satisfied, and 3. The D asserts the SOF defense. Issue KS within the SOF rule. 1. Promises to answer for guarantee the debts of another surety ship, not merely a promise to pay but rather a promise to pay if someone else does not. Also, if the main purpose of the obligation allegedly guaranteed was to benefit the guarantor, then not even that guarantee is within the SOF. B.G.1S sells P paint on credit for $400. S alleges C promised to pay for the paint. This is not within SOF. B.G.2S sells P paint on credit to be used in painting E's house. S alleges C promised to pay for the paint if E does not pay. Within SOF E.G.3S sells P paint to use in painting C's house. S alleges C promised to pay for the paint if P does not pay. Not within SOF B/C main purpose rule. 2. Promises by executor to answer for personally guaranteed personally the debts of the decedent. B.G. For E executor of D's estate promises C, a creditor of D at the time of D's death, in consideration of C's promise to forego part of the debt, to guarantee personally payment of balance by the estate. These promises within SOF. 3. Promise in consideration of marriage, not merely a promising to marry but rather a promise to do something or refrain from doing something if the parties marry. B.G.5H claims that W agreed to renounce any claim to property that he owned prior to the marriage if he would marry her. Within the SOF E.G.6H claims W agreed to marry him. Not within SOF. For service K not capable of being performed within a year from the time of K equals more than a year a specific time period, more than a year. SOF applies. E.G.7P claims that D agreed to employ her for 3 years. Within SOF, E.G.8P claims that D agreed to provide security services for her for 3 years and that the deal could be terminated on 30 days' notice. Within SOF, possibility of early termination is irrelevant. B specific time, more than a year from date of K, SOF applies. E.G.9G claims that C Club hired him on January 15, 2009, to perform on December 24, 2010. Within SOF, when G finishes his performance is relevant. B.G.10P claims that though agreed to employ her for a year, starting next month. Within SOFC task nothing said about time SOF does not apply. Capable in essence means theoretically possible with unlimited sources. E.G.11P claims that he hired him on January 15, 2009, to cut all of the trees on these lands. Not within SOF, even if D couldn't actually finish within a year. D life, SOF does not apply. EG12P claims that he hired her to work for the rest of P's life. Not within SOF, B/C theoretically she may die tomorrow. 5 transfers of interest in real property with exception for leases of a year or less. 6 sale of goods for $500 or more issued. How is statute of fraud satisfied? Rule. SOF can be satisfied by 1. Performance, 2. Writing, or 3. Judicial admission issue. I satisfied by performance rule. SOF can be satisfied by performance. However, the rules for satisfaction of the SOF by performance vary depending on whether the K is 1. The service K, 2. A sale of goods K, or 3. A real estate transfer K. 1. Performance for service K. Full performance by either party satisfies SOF. However, part performance of a service K does not satisfy the SOF. E.G.1P agrees to work for D for 3 years. P worked for 13 months and then D fired her without cause. SOF is not satisfied by P's working for 13 months. B/C it is not full performance. D is SOF defense. P cannot recover under K law, but may recover under quasi-K law to part performance for sale of goods K. A seller's part performance of ordinary goods as a general rule, part performance of a K for the sale of goods satisfies the SOF but to the extent of a part performance. E.g. S orally agrees to sell 2,000 sacks of grub to B for $1,000. S delivers 600. B has no SOF defense for payment for 600. But S has SOF defense for delivery of 1,400. B seller's part performance of specially manufactured goods. If the K is for the sale of goods that are to be specially manufactured, then the SOF is satisfied as soon as the seller makes a substantial beginning, which is that the seller has done enough work that it is clear that what she is working on is specially manufactured, i.e., custom-made or made-to-order. 3. Part performance for real estate. K part performance can satisfy SOF if the buyer has done any 2 of the following 3. 1. Payment. 2. Improvement. 3. Possession. Full payment is not enough to satisfy SOF. Needs to of above 3. Issue. II satisfy by writing rule. The requirements of SOF can also be satisfied by a writing. Note, not every writing satisfies the SOF. SOF can be satisfied without a writing. A SOF other than UCC's 1 SOF is satisfied if there is something in writing evidencing all the material terms equals who and what. The writing need not be a full K, nor need it even be one piece of paper. Several pieces of correspondence between the parties could be sufficient memoranda of the agreement, e.g., a fax or a memo written on a napkin also could suffice. 2. That writing satisfies the SOF only if the writing is signed by the person who is asserting the SOF, who is saying that there is no such agreement issued. To satisfy by writing continued rule, BUCC's SOF 1. The writing must indicate that there is a K for the sale of goods and contain the quantity term, no requirement for price term. 2. Generally, the writing must be signed by the person who is asserting the SOF defense. However, UCC has an exception. The party cannot have SOF defense if 1. Both parties are merchants, 2. The person who receives a signed writing with a quantity term that claims there is a K, 3. Fails to respond within 10 days of receipt. Issue. II satisfied by judicial admission rule. If the D asserting the SOF defense admit in a pleading or testimony that he had entered into an agreement with the P, the purpose of the SOF protection against fraudulent or otherwise false K claims is fulfilled and thus the SOF is satisfied, no SOF defense issued. Other use of SOF 1. Authorization to enter into K for someone else rule. Rule of law requires that the authorization must be in writing only if the K to be signed is within the SOF. The authorization must be in equal dignity, e.g. L sues S for breach of a 1-year apartment lease that E entered into on her behalf. S moves for summary judgment, alleging that E was not authorized to act for her. S cannot win her summary judgment motion even though E did not have written authorization from SB/C of equal dignity rule. Issue. To K modification rule. I went the rules of law requires written evidence of modification. If the deal with the alleged change would be within the SOF, then the alleged modification agreement must be in writing, e.g. lease for 1 year. Modify to 3 year. Written evidence of the alleged modification required as a matter of law. B.G. to lease for 3 years. Modify to 1 year. No written evidence required. B.G. 3 sale of goods 600 bottles for $600. Modify K bottles to 650, no change on price. Needs writing B/C after changing is still within SOF. B.G.4 reduce price to $300. No writing required. II. What if the agreement is in writing and requires that all modifications be in writing? Under common law, K. provisions requiring that all modifications be in writing are not effective. Under UCC, K. provisions requiring written modifications are effective unless waived issued. 4. Illegality rule. If the subject matter is illegal, the agreement is not enforceable. If the subject matter is legal but the purpose is illegal, the agreement is enforceable only by the person who did not know of the illegal purpose. E.g. E agrees to pay $100 to B to cause injury to X if B does not injure X. E cannot recover from B/C subject matter is illegally. G.BKS with airline for a ticket to fly to where X lives. If B did not pay for the ticket, airline can recover from B, unless airline knows of the purpose. Issue 5. Public policy rule. Courts can refuse to enforce an agreement B/C of public policy. Following the case may be unenforceable. An exculpatory agreement that exempts intentional or reckless conduct from liability. II. A covenant not to compete without a reasonable need or reasonable time and place limits. Issue 6. Misrepresentation rule. If there is a false assertion of fact that induces decay, the case is unenforceable. The wrongdoing is not necessary for this. E.g. S tells B the house has no termites. B buys the house in reliance on S's representation. S honestly believes that the house has no termites, but the house has termites. B can rescind the agreements. Issue 7. Non-disclosure rule. The case is unenforceable if there is non-disclosure that is wrongful. E.g. In selling her house to B, S puts carpets and heavy furniture over the termite damages and does not tell B about the termite. B can rescind B/C of wrongful non-disclosure issues. 8. Duress rule. The case is unenforceable if it is induced by duress. Duress can be physical or economic. To be economic duress, there must be 1. Improper threat and 2. No reasonable alternative. E.g. D has a K to supply 1,000 pounds of chocolate grips to P for Christmas sales in 2009. D refuses to perform K until P agrees to buy 4,000 pounds of cheese grips in 2010. P has no other source of chocolate grips and so agrees. D delivers C grips in 2009. P can get out of the agreement of 4,000 pounds of grips in 2010. Issue 9. Unconscionability rule. The doctrine of unconscionability empowers the court to refuse all or part of an agreement when there was 1. Unfair surprise and 2. Oppressive terms substantive in the agreement. 3. Which is tested as of the time the agreement was made for by the court issued. 10. Ambiguity in words of agreement rule. When 1. The parties uses a material term that is open to at least 2 reasonable interpretations, 2. Each party attaches different meaning to the term, and 3. Neither party knows or has reason to know the term is open to at least 2 reasonable interpretations, the case is unenforceable. E.g. B and S case for cotton to be delivered on the Peerless. B intends the October Peerless and S intends December Peerless. Neither knows there are 2 ships named Peerless. No enforceable K. But if B but not S knows or had reason to know, then there is K with terms understood by S issued. 11. Mistake of fact existing at the time of K rule. Mutual mistake of material fact. If there is mutual mistake of material fact, the case is unenforceable. E.g. S and B case for the sale of a cow for $80. Both thought the cow was barren. The cow turned out to be fertile and worth $750. There is no K/C of mutual mistake of material fact. Unilateral mistake of material fact. Generally, courts is reluctant to allow a party to avoid a K for a mistake made by only 1 party, unless the other party had reason to know of the mistake. E.g. B did not think the cow was barren. There is K.I.I. Terms of contract issued. A role evidence rule ruled. Answer pattern. Where the parties express their agreement in a final writing, other written or oral expressions, made prior to or contemporaneously with the writing, are inadmissible to vary the terms of the writing. A role evidence can be offered to show subsequent modifications of a written contract, since the parole evidence rule applies only to prior or contemporaneous negotiations. Issue. Vocabulary for per rule. Integration is a written agreement that court finds is a final agreement which triggers the part. Partial integration is a written and final agreement but not complete. Complete integration is a written and final and complete agreement. Merger clause is a case clause that says this is the complete and final agreement. A role evidence is oral or written words of party before integration. Reformation is equitable action to modify written K to reflect actual agreement issued. Triggering facts of per rule. 1. The court finds that a written K is the final agreement and if there is oral statement made at the time of the K was signed or earlier oral or written statements by the parties to the K issue. Per fact patterns rule. 1. contradicting the written deal regardless of whether the writing is a complete or partial integration. The part prevents the court from admitting evidence of earlier agreements for the purpose of contradicting the terms in the written case. The court may consider evidence such terms for the limited purpose of determining whether there was a mistake in integration. A mistake in reducing the agreement to writing, e.g. SKS in writing to sell B 1,000 chickens a month for 12 months. B suits for reformation of the written K, claiming that S told him just as they were signing the K that S would deliver as many chickens as B needs during the 12-month K term, and offers evidence of pre-K telefaxes from S supporting this claim. The court cannot admit this evidence to determine what the terms of the K are. Post-K statements and telefaxes are okay. B.G. same K, various earlier letters state that the deal is that S will deliver 1,200 chickens a month for 10 months. If B sues for reformation, this evidence is admitted for the limited purpose of determining whether there was a mistake in putting the agreement in writing. 2. Getting out of the written deal regardless of whether the writing is a complete or partial integration. The part does not prevent the court from admitting evidence of earlier words of the parties for the limited purpose of determining whether there is a defense to the enforcement of the agreement. E.g., misrepresentation, fraud, Juris 3. Explaining term in a written deal regardless of whether the writing is a complete or partial integration, per does not prevent the court from admitting evidence of earlier agreements to resolve ambiguities in the written K.G.3 SKS in writing to sell the chickens. B contends that the word chickens in the K means only fryers, while S contends that the term includes boiling hens. The court can consider evidence of pre-K statement by B and S as to what they mean by the word chicken. 4. Adding to the written deal, the per prevents the court from admitting evidence of earlier agreements as a source of consistent additional terms unless the court finds 1. That the written agreement was only partial integration, or 2. That the additional terms would ordinarily be in a separate agreement, e.g. SKS in writing to sell B chickens. The written K does not specify how the chickens are to be packed and wrapped. The court can admit evidence of earlier agreements between S and B as to how the chickens are to be packed and wrapped for the purpose of determining whether such packaging terms are part of the K, only if it's not complete integration. Issue, conduct and course of performance rule. Moreover, courts can look conducts as a source K terms. Court will look 1. Course of performance, 2. Course of dealing, and 3. Custom and usage. By course of performance, same people, same KGSKS to sell 1,000 chickens a month to B for 12 months. The first 3 shipments are boiling hens, and B does not complain. II course of dealing, same people, different but similar KGSKS to sell 1,000 chickens a month to B for 12 months. Under prior chicken KS, S sent B boiling hens and B complained. II custom and usage, different but similar people and KGSKS to sell 1,000 chickens a month to B for 12 months. It is customary in the chicken industry to use the word chicken when the deal covers chickens up to 6 pounds, including boiling hens. Issue, UCC 4 terms in sales of goods KS default terms. 1. Delivery obligations of seller of goods if delivered by common carrier rule. If there is an agreement as to place of delivery by a common carrier, then the question is what does the seller have to do to complete its delivery obligation. 1. Shipment KS. If the K is shipment K, then the seller completes its delivery obligation when it 1. Gets the goods to a common carrier to makes reasonable arrangements for delivery, and 3. Notifies the buyer to destination KS. If the K is destination K, then the seller does not complete its delivery obligation until the goods arrive where the buyer island. 3. Determining whether K is a shipment to or destination. Most KS with delivery obligations are shipment KS. If there is a use of fog free on board as source for determining whether the K is a shipment K or a destination K, 1. Fog followed by city where the seller is or where the goods are means shipment K, and 2. Fog followed by any other city means destination K. Issue, 2. Risk of loss rule. Where 1. After the K has been formed but before the buyer receives the goods, 2. The goods are damaged or destroyed, and 3. Neither the buyer nor the seller to blame, the risk of loss issue arises. If the risk of loss is on the buyer, he has to pay the full K price. If on the seller, no obligation on the buyer and possible liability on seller or non-alleviary. There are 4 risk of loss rules determined in following order. I. Agreement. Agreement of the parties controls. II. Breach. Breaching party is liable for any uninsured loss, even though breach is unrelated to problem. II. Delivery by common carrier other than seller. Risk of loss shifts from seller to buyer at the time that the seller completes his delivery obligations. IV. No agreement. No breach. No delivery by common carrier catch all. The determining factor is whether the seller is a merchant. Whether the buyer is merchant is irrelevant. Risk of loss shifts from a merchant seller to the buyer on the buyer's receipt physical possession of the goods, while risk of loss shifts from a non-merchant seller to the buyer when she tenders the goods. E.g. non-merchant seller telling a buyer you can pick up the van at his convenience, the keys are behind the bumper is tendered. Issue 3. Warranties of Quality Rule. 1. Express warranty. Anyone affirmation of fact or promise made by the seller to the buyer, 2. Description of the goods, and 3. Any sample or model creates an express warranty if the statement, description, sample, or model is part of the basis of the bargain. For the statement, description, sample or model to be a part of the basis of the bargain, it needs only come at such a time that the buyer could have relied on it when she entered into the case. Seller's intent is irrelevant. However, a statement relating merely to the value of the goods, or a statement purporting to be only the seller's opinion of the goods, does not create an express warranty. To implied warranty of merchantability. When any person buys any goods from any merchant who regularly deals in goods of that kind, the term is automatically added to the case by operation of law that the goods are fit for the ordinary purpose for which such goods are used. 3. Implied warranty of fitness for a particular purpose. If 1. The buyer has particular purpose, 2. B is relying on seller to select suitable goods, 3. Seller has reason to know of purpose and reliance, the term is automatically added to the case by operation of law that the goods are fit for that particular purpose issued. 4. Contractual limitation on warranty liability rule. 1. Disclaimer eliminates implied warranties. Such words as "there are no warranties," "express warranties" generally cannot be disclaimed. Implied warranties of merchantability and fitness can be disclaimed in either of the following ways. 1. Conspicuous language of disclaimer mentioning merchantability, or 2. Words as "if" or "with all faults." 2. Limitation of remedies does not eliminate warranty, simply limits or sets recovery for any breach of warranty. Possible to limit remedies even for express warranty. General test is unconscionability. It is prima facie unconscionable if breach of warranty on consumer goods causes personal injury. E.g. warranty liability shall be limited to replacement parts. IV. Performance issues. Sale of goods performance concepts. 1. Perfect tender rule. UCC requires a perfect tender, which means that delivery and condition of the goods must be exactly as promised. In the case less than the perfect tender by the seller generally gives the buyer the option of rejection of the delivery goods. Issue 2. Rejection of the goods rule. If the seller does not meet the perfect tender standard, the buyer has the option 1. To retain and sue for damages, or 2. Reject all or any commercial unit and sue for damages. This rejection alternative is limited by cure, installment K, an acceptance rejection, 1. Before acceptance, 2. Seller fails perfect tender, 3. Seasonable notify seller, 4. Hold goods for seller, 5. Follow reasonable seller instructions, 6. Goods back to seller, and 7. No buyer payment obligation issue. 3. Cure rule. In some instances, a seller who fails to make a perfect tender may have an option of curing. One seller has the option of curing even after the case delivery date if the seller has reasonable grounds for believing that the improper tender would be acceptable. E.g., when there are prior deals between that buyer and seller with such an allowance. 2. Seller has the option of curing if the time for performance has not yet expired. Seller can cure only by delivery due date. Issue 4. Installment case rule. An installment K requires or authorizes 1. Delivery of the goods in separate lots, 2. To be separately accepted. The buyer has the right to reject an installment only where there is a substantial impairment to that installment K that cannot be cured, e.g. SMB enter into a K for the delivery of 10 kegs of beers at 6 p.m. for each night for 10 days, payment on delivery. 1. Night S delivers 9 kegs at 6:30 p.m. B cannot reject installment by perfect tender rule. There must be very bad wrong to reject installment. Issue 5. Acceptance of the goods rule. If the buyer accepts the goods, he cannot later reject them. Payment without opportunity for inspection is not acceptance. If the buyer keeps the goods without objection, it implies acceptance. Maybe around 2 weeks issue. 6. Revocation of acceptance of goods rule. As a general rule, if the buyer accepts the goods, it cannot later reject the goods. However, in limited circumstances, a buyer can effect a cancellation of the KI revoking its acceptance of the goods. The buyer can revoke acceptance if 1. Nonconformity substantially impairs the value of the goods, 2. Excusable ignorance of grounds for revocation or reasonable reliance on seller's assurance of satisfaction, and 3. Revocation within a reasonable time after discovery of nonconformity. Revocation: 1. After acceptance, 2. Substantial impairment, 3. Seasonable notify seller, 4. Hold goods for seller, 5. Follow reasonable seller instructions, 6. Goods back to seller, and 7. No buyer payment obligation issue. Payment rule. Other performance of sale of goods is payment. 1. Open price term means reasonable price at the time of delivery. 2. Price to be fixed by buyer or seller means that price must be so fixed in good faith. 3. Price payable in goods means that each party is seller of goods that provides, e.g., X and Y agree to exchange X's grips for Y's widgets. This deal treated as sale of goods. Dispute about grips. Seller is X. Dispute about widgets. The seller is Y issue. Common law performance concepts rule. Common law requires substantial performance. In a common law case, if one party substantially performs, then the other party must pay or otherwise perform. The remedies for an unexcused non-performance issue. Non-monetary remedies rule. Specific performance / injunction equitable remedy. Look for adequacy of legal remedy or unclean hands or other party's equities. If the legal remedy is inadequate, the non-breaching party may seek specific performance, which is an order from the court to the breaching party to perform or face contempt of court charges or injunction K for sale of real estate. Specific performance allowed K for sale of goods. Only unique goods, antique, art, custom made or other appropriate circumstances, specific performance allowed. K for service, no specific performance, possible injunctive relief e.g., barring breaching party to work for competitor right to withhold goods if the buyer fails to make a payment on or before delivery, the seller may withhold delivery of the goods. Reclamation right of an unpaid seller to get its goods back. The seller can reclaim if 1. The buyer had been insolvent at the time that received the goods, 2. The seller demands return goods within 10 days of receipt, and 3. The buyer still has goods at the time of demand. However, 10 days limitation does not apply if a misrepresentation of solvency has been made in writing to the particular seller within 3 months before delivery issue. Monetary remedy, damages rule. Compensatory damages. The basic idea of damages for breach of K is to put the non-breaching party where she would have been had the promise been performed. Issue. Expectation damages rule. Standard measure of damages. Sufficient damages for non-breaching party to buy a substitute performance issue. Reliance damages rule. If the P's expectation damages are too speculative to measure, e.g., the P cannot show with sufficient certainty the profits she would have made if the D had performed the K, the P may elect to recover damages based on the reliance measure. Reliance damages award the P the cost of her performance. They are designed to put the P in the position she would have been in had the K never been formed issued. Consequential damages rule. Consequential damages consist of losses resulting from the breach that any reasonable person would have foreseen would occur from a breach at the time of entry into the K. For the P to prevail, she must show that both parties were aware of the special circumstances that existed at the time of K formation, which would involve a substantial amount of risk and resulting damage if the K were to be breached. Note that in case for the sale of goods, only a buyer may recover consequential damages. Issue. Incidental damages rule. In case for the sales of goods, compensatory damages may also include incidental damages. Incidental damages include expenses reasonably incurred as a result of the breach by the buyer in inspection, receipt, transportation, care, and custody of goods rightfully rejected and other expenses reasonably incident to the seller's breach by the seller in storing, shipping, returning, and reselling the goods as a result of the buyer's breach issue. Measure of damages rule. As a general approach is to protect non-breaching parties' expectation. Expectation simply means that people who can expect the other person will not breach. Expectation damages protect that expectation. Accordingly, 1. Determine dollar value of performance without breach, 2. Then determine dollar value of performance with breach, and 3. Finally, subtract 2 from 1 issue. Damages rules for sales of goods rule. Testable 4 kinds of situations. 1. Seller breaches, buyer keeps the goods fair market value if perfect fair market value as delivered. 2. Seller breaches, seller has the goods market price at the time of discovery of the breach K price or replacement price K price. 3. Buyer breaches, buyer keeps the goods K price. 4. Buyer breaches, seller has the goods K price market price at the time and place of delivery or K price resale price and in some situations. Provable lost profits. Lost profits for lost volume seller. UCC provides that the lost profits measure may be used only when the other measures will not put the seller in as good a position as he would have been in if the buyer had not breached. E.g., if breaching buyer had performed, non-breaching seller would have sold two goods. E.g. X Leather Company KS to sell the leather clothing that are part of X's regular inventory to C for $1,000. C breaches. X sells the very same items to R for $1,000. In this case, X is lost volume seller and can recover lost profit. Issue. Additions and limitations rule. 1. Plus incidental damages costs incurred in finding replacement performance are always recoverable. 2. Plus foreseeable consequential damages. Special damages. Consequential damages are limited to damages arising from P's special circumstances, and recovery of consequential damages is limited to situations in which D had reason to know of these special circumstances at the time of the K. 3. Less avoidable damages. The non-breaching party has a duty to mitigate. Thus, No recovery for damages that could have been avoided without undue burden on P. Burdens of pleading and proof are on D issue. Certainty rule ruled. The P must prove that the losses suffered were certain in their nature and not speculative. If the P cannot prove his damages with requisite certainty, e.g., in the case of a new business or a new business activity, he cannot recover general damages. However, he can recover what he has spent as reliance damages issued. Liquidated damages rule. The parties to a claim may stipulate what damages are to be paid in the event of a breach. These liquidated damages clause will be enforceable if one, damages for contractual breach must have been difficult to estimate or ascertain at the time of the case was formed, and two, the amount agreed on must have been a reasonable forecast of compensatory damages in the case of breach. If the liquidated damages amount is unreasonable, the court will construe this as a penalty and will not enforce the provision. Issue. Restitution rule. The party is entitled to receive the value of the work and labor performed in order to avoid the other party's unjust enrichment. Restitution is based on preventing unjust enrichment when one has conferred a benefit on another without gratuitous intent. When a case is unenforceable or no case between the parties, an action to recover restitutionary damages often is referred to as an action for an implied in law case or an action in quasi case. Generally, measure of restitution is the value of the benefit conferred. VI. Excuse of non-performance of contract issues. 1. Excuse because of the guy's improper performance rule. 1. Common law and material breach rule. For general rules, I damages can be recovered for any breach, II only a material breach by one party excuses the other party from performing, II the breach of K is material if the obligee does not receive the substantial benefit of her bargain. Whether a breach is material is a fact question, IV. If there is substantial performance, then the breach is not material. If the breach is material, then the performance is not substantial, e.g. PKS to paint 10 identical apartments for O for $10,000. P breaches after painting two apartments. O does not pay. P sues O for payment for the two apartments he painted. Under K law, O is excused from paying PB/CP's breach is material. However, there might be recovery under quasi-K exception in a divisible K. There can be a K law recovery for substantial performance of a divisible part even though there has been a material breach of entire K. G. Same facts, except that the K states that he will be paid $1,000 an apartment. Each apartment painting is done, P will get $1,000 per apartment. 2. UCC and perfect tender rule. Under UCC, the breach needs not to be material. E.g. SAS to sell B100 green widgets for $1,000. S delivers 99 green widgets and one yellow widget. B can reject the widgets and return them without paying B/C. There is not perfect tender issue. 2. Excuse because of non-occurrence of an express condition rule. Express conditions are conditions expressed in the K. Condition precedent is one that must occur before an absolute duty of immediate performance arises in the other party. Condition subsequent is one the occurrence of which cuts off an already existing absolute duty of performance. 1. As a general rule, strict compliance is required to determine as an express condition has occurred satisfaction of a condition, e.g. buying a house on condition of obtaining a mortgage but no more than 6.0%. Lowest mortgage rate the buyer got was 6.1%. Condition has not been satisfied and buyer is not obligated to buy the house. 2. Generally, if the express condition does not occur, all remaining K obligations are excused. 3. However, sometimes the occurrence of the express condition is eliminated excused, which means that even though the express condition did not occur, all remaining K obligations are not excused. The occurrence of the express condition is eliminated if there is 1. A waiver or estoppel, 2. Prevention, or 3. Avoidance of forfeiture. I waiver slash estoppel waiver is based on a statement by the person protected by the express condition after the conditioning event was to occur and does not require reliance. Estoppel is based on a statement by the person protected by the express condition before the condition event was occur and requires reliance. If the condition is waived or estopped to be excused of the obligation, then the express condition is excused or eliminated and the K must be performed. II prevention. If the party protected by the express condition prevents the occurrence of the express condition, then the express condition is excused and the K must be performed. III avoidance of forfeiture. Sometimes courts excuse the non-occurrence of an express condition to avoid excessive harm to the party not protected by the express condition in situations, e.g. BKS to build O's house. The K states O's payment for B's work is conditioned on B's using X pipe throughout. B instead uses comparable Y pipe. Generally, the condition is not satisfied and O does not have to pay. But the court sometimes excuse the non-occurrence of an express condition to avoid excessive harm and makes O to pay. Issue. 3. Excuse of performance by reason of the other party's anticipatory repudiation rule. Anticipatory repudiation is an unambiguous statement or conduct indicating one that the repudiating party will not perform to made prior to the time that performance was due. Anticipatory repudiation by the one party excuses the other party's duty to perform. It also generally gives rise to an immediate claim for damages for breach unless the claimant has already finished her performance. Anticipatory repudiation can be retracted so long as there has not been a material change in position by the other party. If the repudiation is timely retracted, the duty to perform is reimposed, but performance can be delayed until adequate assurance is provided. Adequate assurance, place money in an escrow account issued. 4. Insecurity rule. Right to demand assurances under UCC, actions or circumstances that increase the risk of non-performance by the other party to the case, but that do not clearly indicate that performance will not be forthcoming, may not be treated immediately as an anticipatory repudiation. However, instead, if the party reasonably fears that the other party will not perform, reasonable ground for insecurity, he may demand assurances, in writing, that the performance will be forthcoming at the proper time. Until he receives adequate assurances, and if it is commercially reasonable, he may suspend his own performance. If the proper assurances are not given within a reasonable time, 30 days, he may treat the K as repudiation. Issue 5. Excuse by reason of a later K1 rescission cancellation rule. The K may be discharged by an express agreement between the parties to rescind. The agreement to rescind is itself a binding K supported by consideration, the giving up by each party of her right to counter performance from the other. Performance has to be still remaining from each of the K parties. Executory rescission may be made early. This is so even though the K to be rescinded expressly states that it can be rescinded only by a written document, unless the subject matter of the K to be rescinded falls within the SOF or the K is for the sale of goods. UCC requires a written rescission or modification if the original K to be rescinded or modified expressly requires a written rescission issue. To accord and satisfaction rule. An accord is an agreement in which one party to an existing K agrees to accept, instead of the performance that she is supposed to receive from the other party to the existing K, some other different performance. The accord itself does not discharge the prior K, it merely suspends the right to enforce the prior K. Satisfaction is the performance of the accord agreement. Its effect is to discharge not only the original K, but also the accord agreement. If the accord is not performed, then the other party can sue on either the original obligation or the accord obligation. Issue 3. Modification rule. If a K is modified by the parties, those terms of the original K that are subject to the modification is excused. Issue for novation rule. The novation is an agreement between both parties to an existing K to the substitution of a new party. Same performance, different party. Novation excuses the contracted for performance of the party who is substituted for or replaced. Novation requires the agreement of both parties to the original K and excuses the person replaced from any liability for non-performance, while delegation does not require the agreement of both parties and does not excuse. Issue 6. Excuse of performance by reason of a later unforeseen event rule. Performance of contractual duties can be excused under 1. Impossibility, 2. Impracticability, or 3. Frustration of purpose. Basically, once something happens after K formation but before the completion of K performance, 2. That was unforeseen, and 3. That makes performance impossible, commercially impractical, or frustrates the purpose of the performance issue. 1. Impossibility rule. Contractual duties will be discharged if it has become impossible to perform them. Impossibility must be objective generally. The K is not discharged by the death or physical incapacity of a person, unless the services of the K are the kind that person is necessary to effectuate. Later law makes performance of K illegal. Excuses by impossibility, e.g. PKS to paint those house for $1,000. After P begins painting, the house burns down. P is excused from performing on this K. G. To PKS to build a house for O for $100,000. After B begins work, the house burns down. B is not excused from performing on this K. Post K event affected only cost, not ability. E. G. 3. KS to sell C his 1973 Cadillac for $700. After the K but before the risk of loss has passed to C, B's Cadillac is destroyed by a flood. E is excused from non-performance. E. G. 4. EKS to sell C 100 sacks of grips for $300. After the K but before the risk of loss has passed to C, B's grips are destroyed by a flood. These non-performance is not excused. B/CE still can perform, merely more costly. G. 5. D borrows $10,000 from C and signs a K promising to repay the $10,000. D dies. Under K law, C can recover $10,000 from the D's estate. K performance is not excused by D's death. B. G. 6. C. KS with P to paint his house for $25,000. After King but before C's paying or P's painting, P dies. C hires another painter for $30,000. P's case non-performance is not excused. Under K law, C can recover $5,000 expectation damages from P's estate. E.G.7 famous comedian XKS with W Television to star in the made-for television movie. Before filming starts, X dies. X's non-performance is excused by impossibility issue. To impracticability rule. Contractual duties will be discharged if it has become impracticable to perform them. It has become impractical if 1. Extreme and unreasonable difficulty and slash or expense, and 2. Its non-occurrence was a basic assumption of the parties. UCC generally follows the rules for impossibility and impracticability. Events sufficient to excuse performance include a shortage of raw material or the inability to convert them into the seller's product because of contingencies such as war, strike, embargo, or unforeseen shutdown of a major supplier. Catastrophic local crop failure also is sufficient. However, mere increases in costs are rarely sufficient unless they change the nature of the case. An increase in costs of more than 50% has been held to be insufficient. Issue 3. Frustration rule. If the purpose of the case has become valueless by virtue of some supervening event not the fault of the party seeking discharge, contractual duties will be discharged by frustration. Frustration occurs if 1. There is some supervening event, 2. At the time of case formation, the parties did not reasonably foresee the event, 3. The purpose of the case has been completely or almost completely destroyed by the event, 4. The purpose of the case was realized by both parties at the case formation v.i.i. Third-party problems issued. Third-party beneficiaries rule. Third-party beneficiary is person who is not a party to the case, but able to enforce case that others made for her benefit. Promisor is a person who is making the promise that benefits the third party. E.g., transfer something to third-party beneficiary. Promisee is a person who obtains the promise that benefits the third party. E.g., pay to promisor the payment for the thing which will be transferred to the third-party beneficiary. Intended slash incidental. Only intended beneficiaries have case or rights. The intent of parties to case determines whether intended or incidental. In determining if a beneficiary is intended, consider whether beneficiary 1 is identified in the case, 2 receives performance directly from the promisor, or 3 has some relationship with the promisee to indicate intent to benefit creditor slash donee. Intended beneficiaries are either donees or creditors. The third party can enforce a case only if his rights have vested. This occurs when he learns of the right and 1. Manifests assent to a promise in the manner requested by the parties, 2. Brings a suit to enforce the promise, or 3. Materially changes position and justifiable reliance on the promise. Prior to vesting, the promisee and promisor are free to modify or rescind the beneficiary's rights under the case. Once the rights vest, needs third party's consent to modify or cancel the case. Beneficiary can recover from promisor. Promisee can recover from promisor. Generally, beneficiary cannot recover from promisee. However, creditor beneficiary can recover from promisee, but only on pre-existing debt if the third party beneficiary sues the promisor. The promisor can assert any defense that he would have had if sued by the promisee. Issue assignment rule. The signor is a party to the case who later transfers her rights under the case to another. Assignee is a person who is not a party but able to enforce the case because of the assignment. Obligor is the other party of the case. Assignment is a transfer of rights under the case. Takes to steps 1. Case between only two parties, then to one of the parties. Later transfers rights under that case to a third party. Generally, all contractual rights may be assigned, unless 1. An assignment that would substantially change the obligor's duty or risk, 2. An assignment of future rights to arise from future K, not future rights in already existing K, and 3. An assignment prohibited by law. Example for 1. Personal service KS where the service is unique, requirements and output KS where the assignee will substantially vary the quality. For 3. Wage assignment issues. Limitations on assignment rule. Courts favor assignability of K rights and so are reluctant to read K language as preventing an assignment. 1. If a language is language of prohibition, it takes away the right to assign but not the power to assign, which means that the assignor is liable of breach of K, but an assignee who does not know of the prohibition can still enforce the assignment. E.g. the rights hereunder are not assignable. 2. If a language is language of invalidation, it takes away both the right to assign and the power to assign, so that there is a breach by the assignor and no rights in the assignee. E.g. all assignments of rights under this K are void. Under common law, even if a K does not in any way limit the right to assign, common law bars an assignment that substantially changes the duties or risks of the obligor. Assignment of right to payment never substantially changes the duties of the obligor. Assignment of right to K performance other than right of payment usually substantially changes the duties of the obligor. Issue requirements for assignment rule. As a general rule, consideration is not required but gift gratuitous assignment can be revoked. Issue right of assignee rule. 1. As Heineken recovered from the obligor 2, Assad nor for consideration cannot recover from obligor 3. Obligor has same defenses against assignee as it would have against assignee nor for payment by obligor to assignee nor is effective until an obligor knows of assignment. E.g. C rent furniture from X company. X assigns the rental K to Y. C don't know of the assignment and made rental payment to X. Y cannot recover from C. B slash C. C didn't know and the payment to X was effective. 5. Similarly, modification agreements between obligor and assignee nor are effective if the obligor did not know of the assignment. 6. Implied warranties of assignee nor in an assignment for value in an assignment for consideration. The assignee nor warrants 1. The right asserted actually exists. 2. The right assigned is not subject to any defenses by the obligor. And 3. The assignee nor will not do anything impairs the value of the assignment. However, the assignee nor does not warrant what the obligor will do issue. Multiple assignment rule. Gratuitous assignment. If the assignment is gratuitous, last assignee has the priority. Since a later gift assignment revokes an earlier gift assignment, the general rule for resolving claims among assignees that did not provide consideration is a last-in-time rule. Gratuitous assignments is not revocable if 1. It is a subject matter of writing, e.g., K delivered to the assignee, 2. The assignee has received some sort of indicia of ownership, e.g., stock certificate, or 3. The assignee has relied on the assignment in a way that is reasonable, foreseeable, and detrimental. If the gift assignment is not revocable, then it will take priority over later assignment. Assignments for consideration as a general rule, first assignee for consideration takes priority. The subsequent assignee takes priority over an earlier assignee for value only if he both 1. Assignee does not know of the earlier assignment and 2. Is the first to obtain a payment, b. a judgment, c. a novation, or d. indicia of ownership. E.g. B assigns right of K with G to R for consideration and then assigns to C for consideration. C does not know of the assignment to R. C obtains payment from GR, cannot recover from either C or GB slash C. Exception applies. E.G. to B assigns to R for consideration and then assigns to C for consideration. C does not know of the assignment to R and C is the first to notify G that he is the assignee. However, G learns of the earlier assignment to R before it pays. G pays C. G should make payment to R B slash C. In this case, general rule applies. Issued. Delegation of duties rule. Delegation is transfer of the duties under the K by the party to K to third parties, e.g. PKS to paint those house for $1,000. P delegating party slash obligor slash delegator and X delegatee slash delegate agrees that X will paint obligee's house. Generally, all duties may be delegated, unless 1. The duties involve personal judgment and skill, 2. Delegation would change the obligee's expectancy, 3. A special trust was reposed in the delegator by the other party to the K, or 4. There is a contractual restriction on delegation. Example 4.2. Requirement and output. KS for 4K provides no delegation or no assignment. Assignment on K includes delegation. Non-performance by delegate. Delegator always remains liable. Delegatee liable only if she receives consideration from delegator, e.g. PKS to paint those house for $1,000. X then agrees with P that X will do the painting for PB slash CP is a good friend. X did not do the work. O can recover from P. P cannot recover from X. O cannot recover from X. B slash C. No consideration. Delegation for consideration creates third-party beneficiary obligation. Obligee will be the third-party beneficiary. E.g. PKS to paint those house for $1,000. P and X then agrees that X will do the work and P will pay X $900. X does not do the work. O can recover from P. P can recover from X. O can recover from X. B slash C. O is third-party beneficiary. Exam tip issue. Think about 4 stages in the life cycle of a K rule. Making the deal, 2. Doing the deal, 3. Excusing not doing the deal, 4. Compensating if deal neither done nor is excused. Armadillos from Texas playing rap, eating tacos. 1. Applicable law. 2. Formation of KS. 3. Terms of KS. 4. Performance. 5. Remedies for unexcused non-performance. 6. Excuse of non-performance. 7. Third-party problems issued. Top 10. 4-2010 rule. 1. Statute of frauds. 2. A role evidence rule. 3. Money damages, for revocation of offer, 5. Rejection of goods slash revocation of acceptance of goods, 6. Delegation slash novation, 7. Third party beneficiary, 8. Rejection of offer, 9. Assignment, 10. Warranty.